In our second reading today, St. Paul writes to the Christians at Corinth, the Corinthians, about wisdom, about the wisdom of God. He says, "We speak a wisdom to those who are mature, God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden." Wisdom refers to this gift of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Probably memorized them when you were confirmed. And it's the gift that enables us to penetrate deeply into God's plan, to know the purpose and the plan of God in our own lives in particular, and also over the course of all of history. And it's a gift of the Spirit that we must open ourselves to receive more deeply by God's grace. And St. Paul says that this wisdom is mysterious and hidden. We come up against the mystery, the hiddenness of the wisdom of God's plan in various ways in our lives. Perhaps most obviously when we encounter various forms of suffering. And the greatest suffering, that of death. And we're confused by what God is up to and how he can possibly be present in all of that. God's wisdom is mysterious, hidden. But God doesn't hide his wisdom as if he were playing games with us, as if he were tricking us. No, God's wisdom is mysterious and hidden because it is so far beyond us that our simple, frail human minds and hearts struggle to understand it in its fullness. That's why it's a gift of the Spirit. It's not something we accomplish on our own, but it's the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives that little by little helps us to understand in faith this mysterious, hidden wisdom of God. But the good news is what St. Paul then says. This wisdom, God has revealed to us through the Spirit. Especially in Christ, in his teaching, in his works, above all, in his death and resurrection. God has manifested this wisdom of his. And through the gift of God's revelation, we can grow in our understanding of the mysterious plan of his. The revelation of God comes to us in two forms, we believe. It comes first through the oral tradition, the apostles who witnessed all of these various moments in the life of Christ began to tell others about it. They preached. They handed it on to others. Like St. Paul, for example. He went to Corinth and proclaimed the gospel that Jesus Christ had died and risen, infusing the grace of God into every human experience, even death. But then as time went on, that oral tradition, that preaching of the apostles, began to be written down in the written tradition, which we call sacred scripture, the Bible, in order to help hand on that teaching. And so St. Paul, after preaching to the Corinthians, then he writes to them to remind them of what he's told them. So if we want to grow in our understanding, if we want to penetrate more deeply into this mysterious wisdom of God, we do so by pondering the revelation that comes to us. And one of the greatest ways we can do that is by going to Scripture and praying with the Scriptures and asking the Lord, teach me through this written word that is your very word to see more deeply and more clearly your hidden, mysterious wisdom and how it's at work in my life. It's interesting, in two Sundays from now, we'll be the very beginnings of Lent. And every first Sunday of Lent, we hear about Jesus 40 days in the desert. And he's tempted. The devil comes after him. And with each temptation of the devil, our Lord responds in an interesting way. He quotes Scripture. You see, there's power in the Word of God as we engage in the battle, the struggle of our Christian life. And so there's great grace and power available to us by that contemplation of the Word of God. The Scriptures has always been preserved as something precious by the church, proclaimed week after week, day after day in the liturgy. And there's a practice that I would encourage all of you to consider, perhaps as maybe a Lenten practice this year, which is a particular way of praying with the Scriptures. It's called, in a Latin phrase, Lectio Divina, which means divine reading. And it's a method of prayer by which we ponder the written Word of God, that revelation of God's wisdom, in order to be drawn more deeply into that mysterious hidden wisdom of God. A simple way to do this is just to set aside a little time, maybe 15 minutes, 30, if you can give that much. Best time maybe at the start of the day before all the other things of our life begin to clamor for our attention. And maybe just take the gospel reading for Mass that day and ponder it. Use your imagination maybe to picture that scene. Bring yourself kind of present into it. Ask our Lord, what do you desire to say to me through this word of yours today? There's at the back of the church a little half-page flyer that I printed out. If you're interested in learning perhaps how to pray in this way a little better, there's a short series on formed.org. If you've never been onto that platform that any parishioner can access, there's information here about how to do it. But it's called Lectio Prayer. And Dr. Tim Gray, who's a great teacher and speaker, in a series of educational sessions, just kind of walks you through how to pray in this way. I think you'd find this a very enriching experience in Lent this year. We're always looking, especially when Lent comes around, for those ways to go deeper into our faith. Consider it this year. And ask our Lord, not only in Lent, but always, through the gift of his revelation, to draw you deeper into this mysterious hidden wisdom of God. For his plan may sometimes confuse us. It may seem perhaps nonsensical. But in fact, his plan is glorious, St. Paul said to us. It so far exceeds anything that our eye has ever seen or our ear ever heard. And as we grow through the gift of his revelation in this life, as we ponder and contemplate that mysterious hidden wisdom of God, he draws us little by little towards that glorious revelation that will be our experience of him in heaven. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.